August Osage County by Tracy Letts at Marin Theater Company through October 9th is the first great American family drama of the 21st century. Coming from Steppenwolf Theater in Chicago and hitting Broadway with a bang in 2007, winning both the Tony and Pulitzer Prizes in 2008.
The play takes place in Oklahoma, in a small town called Pawhuska.
Jason Minidakis, Artistic Director of Marin Theater Company and director of this production.
The family patriarch goes missing, and all the children come back home who've all moved away, except for one. They come back to help the mom get through the missing father. And, you know, you bring an entire family, a pretty big sprawling family, back together under one roof. And, you know, it's always exciting to watch family members who've intentionally moved away from each other get thrown back into a very tense situation.
An attempt at a film version in 2013 with the badly miscast Meryl Streep truncated the intricate web of connections that make the play a masterpiece. In addition, the realism of the rambling house and surrounding bleak countryside made the drama feel smaller and less important. Jason Minidakis was not going to let that happen in this production.
We have a three-story house, an imposing place that these folks are going to come to, but it's been stripped away a little bit. We're really trying to peel back sort of the naturalism of the play and really get to the relationships between the characters, because for me, that's the real heart of the play. The characters are front and center.
August Osage County is a long play, over 3 hours with two intermissions. The first act essentially sets the stage. At that point, the set is lumbering, with its abstract design working against the hyperrealism of the characterization. But that changes in the second and third acts, when that same abstractness forces the audience to focus on the characters and how they're interacting. And the major set piece of the play, a dinner that disintegrates into chaos, flawlessly takes advantage of the set design.
We cast actors who've worked together a lot. We worked really hard to try to make the family a very tight-knit group of actors, much as what they did with the original Steppenwolf production, that it was, you know, the play was written for the Steppenwolf ensemble, and we've tried to do the same sort of thing. And the way those actors work together and the trust that they have with each other was really important to me in the casting process. That was something that we really put front and center in terms of the way we put the play together.
The acting is uniformly excellent, particularly Arwen Anderson, Danielle Levin, and Joanne Lubeck as the three sisters. Sherman Francher as Violet, the monstrous mother, starts slow. Her performance in the first act suggests a drunk and not a pill popper, but takes off once Violet goes cold turkey in the second act. August Osage County is epic theater, theater that makes you think, makes you howl in laughter, and then stuns you with its revelations. These actors feel like a family, and once they settle into the set, the production finds its footing. This is really what live theater is all about. August Osage County by Tracy Letts, directed by Jason Minidakis, plays at Marin Theater Company through October 9th. For more information, you can go to marintheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on KPFA.